So we have a quorum. The mayor is not here today. We have Trustee Zeidel, Trustee Greenberg, and myself, Trustee Lasker. We'll start with Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we will start with the open. I'll make a motion to open the public comment period. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0. Is there anyone, Moshe, is there anyone who wants to speak? Just a reminder, it's a 3-minute talking by the stand. Please take the podium. State your name and address.
David Levin, Ford Traffic Way Promoter. I have some comments on the park improvements. The asphalt looks good, but the part of the walkway that was not asphalt, which was not intended to be asphalt, is also not completed, which hopefully you are aware of that, because as per the contract, additional things have to be done to that area. Also, I have a question as to when the bridge was last inspected, and by whom was it inspected, and what was determined by the inspection, and when they had scheduled the next inspection from that time frame. Also, the bridge has not been painted or sanded in quite a number of years, and it needs that work badly done on the bridge. Also like to know when the signs, which are currently decrepit, which two signs in at either end of the park indicating rules and regulations of the park, one of which is completely unintelligible to read, are planning to be replaced with up-to-date signs. I also suggest that some rules about using electrically enhanced bikes be posted for safety in the park, as well as possibly considered rules for using those bikes outside of the park as well. As far as the landscaping of the park, that also needs improvement. The contract with the people who do the mowing indicates that they're supposed to be picking up wood, fallen wood, and that has not been done to a great extent, although it looks like it has been done a little bit, but not to the extent that's necessary for the park to be in appropriate aesthetic condition. Any types of comments from the board relating to what my suggestions are?
The public comment period is not a Q&A, as our attorney has advised in the past, so I'm sure the board members have heard your comments, and they will think about it and discuss it when they're at the appropriate time.
When would I expect an answer to my comments?
I have no answer on that.
Thank you.
Any other comments from any residents? Yes.
Mr. Stan.
Please state your name and address.
Yes, good evening. My name is Stan Wanicki, 28 Tamarack Lane in Pomona. My only comment is about the curb repair. I had called up a couple of years ago because there was a degradation of the curbs by most of the homes. The asphalt has flaked off, and I took pictures. I sent pictures with an email to the mayor's office, and nothing occurred. That's my comment. Thank you.
Please tell the clerk which location you're talking about. Which curbs you're discussing, so that we can look into it later.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the clerk, please give the address to the clerk. He'll look into it later.
Okay, sure. Tamarack Lane.
No, but we are.
28 Tamarack Lane, 30 Tamarack Lane, 32 Tamarack Lane, 26, 24, in that area. The curbs are degrading and the asphalt has broken off.
Okay, any other comments?
Thank you.
I'll make a motion to close the public comment period. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. In the meantime, we had Trustee Greenwald who came, so we're four trustees. Next item on the agenda is the Cultural Center report. G'day, the floor is yours.
To be serving in the 6th, a better, quiet, beauty, and young, open June 14th, with the opening session on the 28th, 7 p.m. Public Waiting Office, Mattel Rubstein Sculpture, Carol Wall Painting, and Rick Lau Photography. Light equipment was served. There was a great turnout for the evening. The event was open for live attendees and was a stream live via YouTube. Thank you to Dr. Masa Attar for his assistance with the live streaming. The exhibition will close on August 2nd. The summer 2026 concert is scheduled for August 1st at 7:30 p.m. Concert will feature the German World Quartet, with Jeremy Ward on keyboard, Don Paulson on bass, John McDowell on African drums, and John Ragusa on triple flute. The event is open for live attendees and will be streamed live via ohmeet.com. Chuck Dalam will ascend with the production and the live streaming. Live refreshment will be served. The autumn exhibition 2026 is scheduled to open Sunday, September 27th, with the reception opening Sunday, October 4th. Proposed budget for the event is $350 for hospitality and $400 for the musician, or total for the $750. So I'd like to the board and to get approval for the budget for the autumn exhibition, the amount of $750.
I'll make a motion to approve the autumn exhibition of 2026 for a total amount of $750, $350 for hospitality, and $400 for musicians. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. G'day, anything else? So bullet security we discussed, so we're going to just have to pay the bill.
Yes.
And I understand that we're going to need to get a company to come and check and replace your fire extinguishers. I understand you had an inspection, so we're going to have somebody come the next week or two to come and change those expired extinguishers.
Okay. I'll be here from the...
And the only other thing is that you have an extension cord, something that is running across the room.
Internet.
It's internet?
Yeah, the for the...
So maybe have it attached to the wall so nobody can trip. It shouldn't be a hazard. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, not electric.
It's not electric. No. Thank you. Perfect.
Sure.
And we're still working on getting, hopefully, grants to do the other stuff that's needed to the center.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, good day for everything.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we finish the cultural center. Do we have somebody who wants to do the approval of meeting minutes?
Sure. I trust the general approved the resolution of the payment of general funds.
Oh, okay.
No,
it's fine. You're doing that one first. It's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
Continue.
$4,594.44. That's fourth on page 5 in the monthly abstract listing there, June 18th, through July 22nd, 2026. Estimated was prepared by approved subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payrolls of June 26, 2026 and July 10, 2026 are set forth in the payroll. The amounts $10,934.91 and $10,968.26 respectively are hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual audits by the Board of Trustees. I'll approve this motion second. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0. The meeting minutes, Joel, you're going to have to abstain because you weren't here last month. Okay. So could another trustee would like to make a motion to approve those meeting minutes?
I, Trustee Mark Henry, make a motion to approve the meeting minutes for the Village
June.
Board that was held on June 22nd, 2026. Can I get a second?
Second
by Trustee Lasko. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries
3-0.
One is abstaining and one is absent. Okay, great. Next item on the agenda, we switched around the treasurer's report so that we did already. We have new business. We have a refund for 85 Camp Hill.
For 85 Camp Hill, I do want to request from the board to allow the village to hold the funds for another quarter, because even though they have requested to be on the agenda, but we still have bills that came in.
Okay, so let's wait. We're not going to make a motion on that.
I just wanted to get your approval, and this way if they come back.
But approval for what?
To hold those funds for another quarter.
No, so we're not going to make a motion. We're not.
I don't want to refund it because.
So we're not making any motion. So we're not making any motion.
Okay.
Okay, we'll leave. We're putting it on pause.
I just wanted you guys to be aware of that.
Okay. So refund for 84 Overlook. Do we have the amount here? No, we don't. One second. You sent us an email. So hopefully the email will give it to us. One second. So the email. No, the email for 84 Overlook. And if I understand correctly, Moshe, you got confirmation from Martin Spence that everything was done. Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the refund of escrow of $1,360 to the owner of 84 Overlook Road. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. Then we have another one, a refund for 10 Klinger. Was this one also confirmed that there's no other fees?
It was confirmed with expenses.
Good, good. So that one is less. I'll make a motion to approve the refund of $389.14 to the owners of the address 10 Klinger Court, Pomona, New York. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 4-0-1. The following item on the agenda is scheduling a public hearing for the renewal of the Verizon cable television franchise. Brian, do you want to explain to the board what this is?
Every so many years, you just need to renew your franchise agreements. They're typically 5 to 10 years, so we're up for a renewal. And as part of that process, you have to have a public hearing to let people comment or be heard if they have concerns with the franchise. And that's pretty much it. We'll provide the updated agreement to the board in advance of the hearing. So if you want to review it, have any questions, we can address them with Verizon. This is for Verizon.
Okay. When is our next board meeting?
This will be on, I think, your August 24th. Yeah, August 24th.
August 24th. Okay. So I'll make a motion to schedule a public hearing for the renewal of the Verizon cable television franchise agreement for August 24th, 2026 at 7:30 p.m. here at Village Hall. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. No, they both. Fine. They both. Motion carries 4-0-1. Perfect. Moshe, you're going to send it out, I guess, to the newspaper whenever it's ready. Perfect. With today's date, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Any old business? Anything for old business? Okay. Building and maintenance. Trustee period. Anyone? No.
Yeah, just building and maintenance.
We're getting to office period. You're going to say it by office period. Okay, office period. Go ahead.
I have something to trust.
Oh, trustee period? Go ahead.
I don't know if everybody's aware. Last week or 2 weeks ago, one of the residents put their pool on Swimply, and there was a party for like 500 people.
70 people.
500.
Police at 70.
It was more.
Okay.
It was next door to my house. Can we send out a notice to them that they cannot rent
the village? So they were actually notified last year, and they got a violation notice.
Right.
They removed it last year. This year it was not on Swimploy. They posted it other places, or other people posted it for them. Besides, if they posted it for one day and took it off.
Right.
But it was not on Swimploy. And apparently there was an incident. If I understand correctly, the code enforcer sent out violation notices. The person was also arranged by Ramapo PD because there was a major mess over there. People came around. I said, listen, this guy was notified last year already about no short-term rental of pools. So I'm not sure why he decided to do it again. So that's what it was. But people are aware. On the website, it says clearly no short-term rental. And in the law, it says all the items that you can do. So
how do we prevent them from happening?
There is not. The prevention is only when people complain. And last year, people complained on a few of those pools, and we sent out the notices in August, end of August. And by the time, within a week, they were all taken off Swimploy. So this one shows to us why we need to enforce it, because such things could happen. And again, it was a safety issue, but Ramapo PV handled it. There was nothing, it was, and the village sent out violation notices. I think the county health department is dealing with it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's a certain type of county you can't rent out, have outside people in your pool or something
like
that.
Yeah.
There's some laws about
it. You can't rent pools.
So the county health department...
So he's getting penalized, but yeah, they're all aware of it, apparently.
Okay.
But again, it's you can't, we're not police. We're just trying to...
I understand that, bro.
We're trying to keep the place...
Enforce our...
We have a way. We did it last year. The guy got the violation notice, but he removed it last year. Not sure why he decided this year to do it again. Again, this is what happened, so...
I'll tell you from what's it called. I don't say anything because of whatever, but this was like just...
I heard about it. Anything else?
We don't know what's going on with the repaving, right?
No, not yet. The pricing will come out this week, next week. Well, hopefully by next month we will have a final approval, and we'll do beginning of September if yes.
Okay.
Yes, office period.
Two things that I would like to discuss with the board. Number one is I need a $200 budget to fix the leak at the toilet upstairs. That's number one. And number two is I was asked by the building inspector to ask for a budget for him to buy a new office chair, which is from my understanding, is not doing his job properly.
Okay, there's currently other chairs, no, in the office? There's no other chairs
there's
available?
There's no office chair.
There's no other office chairs?
No. Whatever Dorinda has is... Whatever Dorinda had is not
it. Okay, so we'll check it out. We'll figure that out. No problem. And about the toilet, we should have somebody check it out because I don't. The flapper is a simple thing. There is other toilets available right now, right?
There is other toilets, but the leak is still leaking.
No, it doesn't leak now, I saw.
No, it's still leaking.
So we should shut the water then.
I try to, but it's going to snap if I bring a plier to do it. Because you can't do it manually.
Okay, so we'll figure it out. Plan. We'll figure it out. Perfect. Anything else?
So I got quotes from...
I know. We're not going to do it right now, but we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Anything else? Any other issue?
No.
Okay. Legal items?
Nothing for the public.
Nothing for the public? Executive session, anyone? Okay, I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zadel. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries 4-0-1.